fresh new sound on the World Show with Nikki B.
Ngikhulekile bohlamini bosi balikhulu omagaduzela bomdlovu Ngikhulekile boqwabe bophakathwayo boyeye Ngibiza nina bokhondlo nini nisemahlathini Ngibiza nina bodlamini enhlanzekileyo Ngizocela ukukhanya ngizocela ukukhanyiseleka ngizocela ingcebo Ngizocela impilende bogogo nani bomkhulu Ngikhuluma nani bophakathwayo
Ngiyela zami usibaluku Ngiyela zami umala ngela Ngikhuluma namafindo nezibophe empilweni yami Maziqaqeke Siqaqeke nini engale kwentaba Ngikhuluma nani baphathi bamahlathi Ngikhuluma ngezinto ezibuphi impilo yami Ndlela zami ngicela bakithi masikhanye 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 Ngela zami ngicela bakithi masikhanye Oh masikhanye Ngela zami ngicela bakithi masikhanye 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 Ngela zami ngicela bakithi masikhanye Oh masikhanye Ngela zami ngicela bakithi masikhanye Maskanye, maskanye, ngela zami ngicela bakithi maskanye, oh maskanye. Ngela zami ngicela bakithi maskanye, 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 ngela zami ngicela bakithi maskanye, oh maskanye. Magukona la pengone ko yobe osubaluku bophakathwa Magukona la pengone ko na yobe Ngisebu mnyameni soba Khanyiseleni khanyiseleni Sebu mnyameni nyasoba Mauko nalaphe uniko Ngikhuluma ngezipambeko zobaba kulo nogogo bami Yo Ngela zami ngicela bakithi masikhanye 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 Ngela zami ngicela bakithi masikhanye Oh masikhanye Ngela zami ngicela bakithi masikhanye 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 Ngela zami ngicela bakithi masikhanye Oh masikhanye Ngela zami ngicela bakithi masikhanye Maskanye, maskanye, ngela zami ngicela bakithi maskanye, oh maskanye, ngela zami ngicela bakithi maskanye, 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 ngela zami ngicela bakithi maskanye, oh maskanye. Ngela zami ngicela bakithi masikhanye 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 Ngela zami ngicela bakithi masikhanye Oh masikhanye Ngela zami ucela bakithi maskanye 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 ngela zami ucela bakithi maskanye oh maskanye ngela zami ucela bakithi maskanye 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 ngela zami ucela bakithi maskanye Oh, maskanye. Ngela zami ngicela bakithi maskanye. 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 Ngela zami ngicela bakithi maskanye. Oh, maskanye.
9 of 5 and 9. Well, I'm sure I got you grooving, but at least that one brought you a little bit back into yourself. She is the beautiful Ndushezi. Of course, she was with us not so long ago to celebrate her debut solo album, Isibusiso Sami, and that one is Ngibuyele Guwe. And before that, also loving the fresh sounds of home, he is Paras Sibalukulu Dlamini. His album, his debut, is called Ingoma Busuku. And today you heard Yobe. That was headed by the Cape Town-based Kujenga. Did promise I'd play one of their own songs today. Yeah, they released it. I think it was last year Kujenga came on the show. Absolutely love the album, love the group, love the collaborations they are doing. As I said, they've been working with Benjamin Jefter lately on his new album, and I've been playing you a couple of those songs. Today I shared with you It Was Wonder from Kujenga. As I said, the album In the Wake. Heading that, some grooves. From Italy, you had two profound producers coming together, Nicola Conte together with Nico Lars, and together they call themselves Tema, or Nicola Conte and Nico Lars present Tema Jew. EP1 is what it's called. Got a couple of great tracks, and today I shared with you La Danse de l'Esprit, and at the top of that was a profound drummer and percussionist, a young artist coming out of Australia. His name's Alexander Flood, but this time he gave his track Vibração to the legendary Kairi Tatum to remix, and that was what I shared with you, also released as an EP. I'm Nikki B. Thank you so much for being with me as I'm celebrating 28 years of The World Show, and of course I couldn't do it without 28 years of Kaya 959. But right now I'm very, very pleased to have in studio with me, because she is in the country and I much prefer it when it happens live, Tutu Poani. Thank you so much, Tutu, for joining us.
Thank you for the invitation. Thank you.
It's a pleasure. Now, when I heard you were here, I'm like, now I know the album's coming out in the next month, but I have to get you while you're here. So thank you for giving me a couple of tracks that we can play
you're
tonight.
You're very welcome.
Yes. So Tutu, you are here. How have your shows been? You've been performing this weekend.
Yeah, we performed this weekend at the Market Theatre and last night at State Theatre, and it was great. I mean, playing with Shane Cooper on bass and Spelelo Mazibuko on drums and Ewart Pierrot on piano, they gel like they've been playing together for ages. It's incredible.
And so was it the first time that they kind of met and put them on stage?
We had one rehearsal because I was busy. I was in Germany before we came here, so I didn't have time. We didn't have time for us to come home a little bit earlier.
Yes.
It would have been nice to have like a week before and really relax.
Yes.
And have 2 days of rehearsals. So I gave the guys the music like a month ago, and they did their homework. They really did their homework because they knew that we only had 1 day to rehearse.
Yes.
And, you know, thanks to Marcus Wyatt, we rehearsed at his studio and we started playing together, and they knew the music immediately. So
beautiful.
It was fantastic.
So what were you performing? Because you've got a few other performances coming up. We'll mention those as well.
Yeah.
Yes. But what material were you performing?
We are performing the Wrapped in Rhythm material.
Okay.
Yeah, we mixed some songs from Volume 1 and Volume 2, which isn't out yet.
Yes.
Yeah.
Except for the single, of course, which I've been playing.
Yes.
Which
yes.
just, I
we
told
did
you
play
when.
The single.
And we're going to play it soon. But when you gave me that single, it It made my weekend.
Oh, thank you.
I just kept putting it on because that was just lifting my heart.
Thank
when
you.
We love.
Yeah,
you know?
Yes. Yeah. Thank
beautiful,
you.
Beautiful, beautiful. Yeah. Well, in fact, Wrapped in Rhythm is exactly why you are here. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking about it and I was thinking, why didn't I get Tutu for volume one? So we're going to have to cover both yeah. volumes today.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Funny, I didn't do much promo for volume one.
Yes.
I don't know why that was. Well, I don't think I was here. I was here just for the Joy of Jazz last year.
Yes.
And there was really no... We were here just for the 10 days. You
yes.
know? So there was really no time to do much promo besides Joy of Jazz promo.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I was looking at it, actually. I think this next one, is that going to be your 10th?
Yes, it is.
I know. I was looking. This is a yeah. huge and very powerful catalogue you've got.
Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, it's going to be the one. You know, I keep joking and I say, if I don't ever make any album after this, it's fine.
Yes.
It's the 10th one.
No, it's
one.
Not. It's no, it's not. Then we'll yeah. be aiming for 20.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
But Wrapped in Rhythm, I love the story around this.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about what sparked this, the, can I say this project or these projects, because mm-hmm. ultimately it'll be a two it's album a, project.
Yeah, yeah.
But tell us a little bit about what sparked this project.
Well, in a nutshell, Lebogang Mashile's poetry was the spark.
Yes.
You know, I discovered her book In a Ribbon of Rhythm in 2014. And I started paging through it, and it was just incredible. You know, I mean, the book was published in 2005.
Yes.
And I found the book 9 years later, and I read those poems, and it felt like some of those poems were written for me, you
yes.
know. That is really the power of a good author, that they can write something 100 years ago and it's still relevant to our to our daily lives today. So
that's the power of great art.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So these poems were just incredible. They had so much rhythm. They had so much melody in them. They were singing already, you know. So yeah, it was almost easy to hear music when I was reading these poems. So
did you know Lebo at the time?
I did know her, not personally.
Yes.
I did know who Lebogang is because
yes.
Lebogang is a, you know, she needs no introduction in this country.
Yes.
I had been a fan of hers from afar for a long time. So when I discovered these books, this book, yeah, it just all made sense. Like, I have to do something with these words.
But now, that was a while ago.
Yeah.
Did you kind of know immediately, one day I'm going to do this?
Yes.
Or so you knew immediately?
Yes.
You thought, one day I'm going to put these poems to music.
I told her in 2014, I have a vivid memory of her giving me the book. We were at the op. She brought me a copy of her book. And I told her, I said, I want to record music with this, with your poems.
Yes.
And I want to do it with a big orchestra, because I hear, when I read your poems, I hear strings, I hear an oboe, I hear things in my head. And I told her back in 2014, I'm going to do this with an orchestra. And I already knew the orchestra that I wanted to work with.
Yes.
I just didn't know that it was going to take 10 years before
yes.
we got there. So, you know, during those 10 years, me and her, we became friends. But in the back of my head, I was thinking, this woman must think I'm crazy. She must think, why is she bothering me all this time and she's not doing anything? But then, you know, it took 10 years for us to get here. So.
Well, you know, that's one of the beauties I find of this industry, is so often I've seen projects which were sparked as an idea
yeah.
and might have taken even sometimes 2 decades
mm.
before they realized, but
yeah.
they sit there and they brew these ideas,
yeah.
you know,
yeah.
and when the time is right, like yeah. as you've shown us.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I had to wait, because at the time I knew I wanted to play with the Metropole Orchestra. That has been a dream of mine since forever.
Yes.
But I didn't know how that was going to happen. And within those 10 years, I was invited to come and play 2 songs with them. Just 2 songs.
Yes.
Conducted by none other than Vince Mendoza.
Yes.
So this was like, whoa.
And this was completely
separate. This was something else. Yeah, this was yes. the Toots Thielemans' centenary celebrations.
Yes.
The last manager that he had before he died, she contacted me and she said, do you want to come and sing a couple of songs with the orchestra? I was like, you know, a friend of mine told me that the universe listens to your heart.
Yes.
And I was like, yeah, it's true. So that was my door to get in touch with the Metropole Orchestra.
So were you thinking of them specifically for this project?
Yes.
As much as you'd always wanted to work with them.
Yes.
You're thinking one day when I do this project, mm-hmm. I'm going to hopefully get them.
Yes. It was a crazy, big, ambitious dream. I mean,
yes.
My ideal, I wanted to work with Maria Schneider.
Yes.
I wrote to her back then, 10 years ago. I wrote to her about this project, and she looked at the poems. She went online and she Googled Lebo Mashile and found her poems online, and she read them, and she emailed me back and she said, these poems are magnificent. Please do it. I can't do it with you right now because I'm busy with whatever.
Yes.
But please do it. Do it. And this was 10 years ago. I still have that email.
Amazing.
So I knew that it had to be with the Metropole, and it had to take however long it took for me to get in the door before it happened.
Yes, it's the right time.
Yeah.
As I said, there's so many questions I want to ask you about those poems and putting the music to poems, but we'll get to that later. Mm-hmm. But when you started this project, did you already think this is going to have to be two albums?
No, not at all. The reason it became two albums was because I wanted to do a vinyl. And a vinyl, you can only have 40 minutes on a vinyl, 20 minutes each side.
Yes.
So we had a lot of material. We had like 16, 15 poems. So you cannot put 15 songs on one album.
Yes.
So that's why it became a double, volume one and volume two.
Well, let's actually play a track off of volume one, Wrapped in Rhythm, volume one. This one is Latitude. What was it about this poem that sparked you?
Well, it was, you know, about, you know, when you give latitude to somebody to do whatever it is that they want to do, you know, it felt like when I read this poem, it felt like, is she giving me latitude to do what I want to do with these songs? You know? So, yeah.
And knowing Lebo, she probably did.
Oh. Yeah.
Because she's a great collaborator.
Yeah, yeah.
So she's bringing beautiful. Together two beautiful women. Of course, we're celebrating Women's Month as well.
Yes.
I mustn't forget that.
Yeah.
And, of course, doing the poems of Lebo Mashile. With us now is Tutu Poani. This one, Latitude, as I said, off her first in this double release, Wrapped in Rhythm, Volume 1, coming up on The World Show.
Don't stop it.
Seize the music all weekend.
Come on now.
Turn your volume knob up to the 10th decibel.
Kaya 959.
Songs of healing and inspiration on The World Show with Nikki B.
Spaces that divide us.
their spaces that confine us, their spaces that define love. Call out and make us rise up, their spaces that create us, their spaces we must break up. Latitude is the space between you and me. Latitude is the space between he and she. Latitude is the space between I and we. What is latitude?
Kaya 959. I want to give a clap. I've always got to give a clap for such a beautiful song.
Thank you.
Absolutely beautiful. Latitude. Tutu Poani, she's with us. This is off the first in the double series, Wrapped in Rhythm, Volume 1. You know, listening to both the albums and the arrangements are just so magical. Yeah. I mean, how did you work on the arrangements?
I have a band of incredible musicians. I have been working with my husband, Ewart Pierrot, who is a fantastic piano player, a great composer, and he arranges really, really nicely.
Yes.
And my bass player is one hell of a musician. He's a singer-songwriter. His name is Clemens van der Ven. He actually has a singer-songwriter project called Pop Into Being, and he composes and he plays all the instruments on that album. And we play with a drummer. His name is Dre Palamats. And this guy really shapes the sound of the song.
Yes.
You know, you can have an idea of what the sound of the what the song sounds like in your head, but you give it to Dre and he just elevates it. So I have an incredible band. So when we get together, they just elevate the songs all the time. Yeah.
And it sounds to me like you've been working together for a while now.
Yes.
So
we
you
have.
Kind of understand each other's sensibility.
We have.
But now with these arrangements and then the Metropole Orchestra comes in.
Yeah.
And so then how does that work?
In fact, the trumpet player you were hearing on Latitude, that you just heard on Latitude, his name is Bert Joris. He is the arranger of Wrapped in Rhythm Volume 2. He arranged all the tracks on Volume 2. He's just the best, honestly. He's an incredible trumpet player, a fantastic composer and arranger for big band music and orchestral music. And I was really, really lucky. He's a good friend.
Yes.
We hang out. He's a really nice guy. He's like almost semi-retired now, so I was very happy that he agreed to take this project on, because he refuses all the projects right now.
Yes.
So I think actually he claims that this project of mine, this was my last project. It was his last project of arranging, but
we'll see.
You know, we'll see. I just have to buy him a couple of beers and then.
You know, with musical artists, many of. And I'm retiring now. Even look at Mama Africa, Miriam.
Yeah.
She was always retiring, but just one more gig.
Yeah. So Bert, he played, as you heard, you know. Before he started writing, he wanted to play with us. He wanted to be inside the music.
Yes.
So he played in as a small band on trumpet with us, and then
for the first
for all of them he played the music from Volume 1 and Volume 2 also as a small band.
Yes.
And then he took all of that and he went and sat down and he wrote all the arrangements for Volume 2.
Talk about the Metropole Orchestra. How many people are in the orchestra?
About 55, 60.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a full-on jazz orchestra.
This is really a unique orchestra in the world because they play everything. They play classical, pop. They are very big in the pop world. You know, all the big artists want to come and record with the Metropole Orchestra. There is really no other orchestra like them in the world because sometimes when you merge a classical orchestra, like... just a professional classical orchestra and a big band, sometimes that merge does not happen organically because, you know, classical orchestras, they work in a different way.
Yes, it's two different approaches.
Yeah, they're not used to following the drummer. They want somebody in front of them doing this.
Conducting
them the whole time. But this orchestra, you know, they are used to following the drummer, and they have an incredible drummer. His name is Martijn Vink. He lives in Amsterdam. And they have really fantastic jazz musicians in the orchestra.
That also play classical, obviously.
They are in the big band.
Oh, okay. In the big band section.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I mean,
in the rhythm section.
You also, no newcomer to working with orchestras.
Yeah.
What is an orchestra given you that is different to what you get from a band, for example?
It's not that I get something different from playing with the band. I love to play in all sorts of ensembles. It's a huge kick. It's a huge kick to play with an orchestra. In fact, I find that much easier than than playing with a small band. Because when you play with an orchestra, everything is, you know, the songs are really arranged from the beginning to the end.
Yes.
You might get a little bit of improvisation in the middle, but the whole structure is pretty much set. It's pretty much arranged. You cannot decide in the moment, let's do an extra chorus.
Yes.
You solo today,
yes.
You know? So in that sense, it actually makes it easy to play with big orchestras than playing with a smaller band. The smaller band keeps me on my toes.
Yes.
You know, the smaller band is live. There's a sense of spontaneity. You know,
feeding off the audience.
You play with the audience.
Yes.
You know, you stretch songs. You make them shorter. If the audience is not vibing with you, you can compress them.
Yes.
So, yeah.
If somebody's having a good day, you can give them a solo.
Exactly.
Yes,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah. Or somebody comes in late and the door opens and it opens on this certain key that is together with the song. You can improvise and take that key and put it in the music. So it's all, I love playing both, you know.
Yes.
Yeah.
But both for those different reasons, actually.
Yeah.
Well, let's hear another track of Volume 1, and then we're going to play a couple of Volume 2, which isn't yet released. But by the way, Volume 1, Wrapped in Rhythm, Volume 1 is released, and it's an absolute gem of an album, so go check it out as well. This one is Find the Path.
Yeah.
Anything you want to say about this?
This song was composed by this fantastic bass player of mine that I was telling you about.
Yes.
Because Ewart and I were composing a lot of the songs together, I wanted something, you know, when you work together with somebody, I wanted something to be, I don't know, a little bit different from what we do together as a working duo. So I gave Clemens two poems to work on, and this is one of the ones that he wrote, that he composed for me.
Beautiful. For Lebo Mashilo's poem, obviously.
Yeah.
Find the Path. I love the message. I love the way the music reflects the message.
Yeah.
And of course, she is the beautiful Tutu Powane with us on The World Show. This one, Find the Path of Wrapped in Rhythm, Volume 1.
Kaya 959's app
makes your phone play rhythm and beats. Sounds to uplift.
Sounds to uplift
and inspire on The World Show with Nikki B.
Release. The mouthpiece mutates to make its evil just in the machinery of hopelessness. The helpless place their trust. The lust of victory slippery, leave trails upon the skin. Everyone is tainted by desires, hope that your poison wins. the lies we tell can weave a spell that holds the key to your peace. In the fabric of this madness, find the path to your release. Shape the anchors into wings. Watch every picture that you speak. In the fabric of this madness, find the path to your release. Find the path to your release. In the land of lies, destruction is an alibi for those who struggle to deny the darkness they cannot disguise. So we reach for highs and chemical creations of the light. In the rabble beats played from the sky that call us to pay homage, to pay homage to the night.
The path. Yep. She's with us, Tutu Powane, Wrapped in Rhythm of Volume 1. If you haven't got it already, you got to go get it, because the new one's about to come. So you better get that one before you get Volume 2. Find the path. Tutu, you know, you're a singer. you're a vocalist, you're a singer. Mm-hmm. You know, and one thing I noticed actually on both of them, because I've been lucky enough to have a preview of the new one, yeah, even though we've got a couple of tracks we're playing today, it's not yet released. But there's kind of this fine line between what is the spoken word and how you interpret it as a singer,
yeah,
if you like. Yeah. How did you play with that, or did it just come to you?
I think it was pretty organic, you know. That was the magic about these poems, you know. There wasn't much, it wasn't difficult to find melodies within these words, the way they were set out. I mean, yes, some of them were really written like you would write a song, you know.
Yes, that's what you said. They've got like a rhythm or melody,
yeah,
within them.
No, I mean, even the way they were laid out on the page, you know, they looked like somebody just wrote song lyrics, you know, like you would paragraph,
yes,
you know, like a verse one, verse two, chorus verse,
yes,
three, you know.
Yes,
some of them were written like that. So yeah, I mean, I think in short, I think because there was already so much music within the poems, that was something I really didn't even have to think too much about, you know. The melodies just came organically.
The poems almost tell you, but again, we must give credit to Lebo.
Absolutely.
Because that shows that as a poet, she considers it's not just the words, but
she's a musician.
She's a musician.
Yeah.
I hope Lebo's listening. We,
yeah,
love you, Lebo. Yes.
Yeah.
And it's, yeah, so beautiful, because the other thing that struck me is poetry is a very niche market, if I can put it that way. Not a huge amount of people go out and buy books on poetry.
Right.
And
yeah,
listening to both of these albums, I feel that beyond your work as a musician, this is also a testament to the art of poetry.
Yeah. You know, now that you say that, you actually remind me, it was because of doing the music of Joni Mitchell that I think of Joni Mitchell as a poet now.
Yes.
If you really dig deep into Joni Mitchell's music and you play it, because,
yes,
that's really a territory that I've been afraid of for a long time.
But you did it.
But I did it.
Yes. Beautifully.
Thank,
yes,
you.
Yes.
And in my doing that, you know, I really realized that these texts, this is poetry.
Yes.
And it was because of doing that project that I started to look for the initial idea was actually to look for Black female poets.
Yes.
So I started Googling on the internet looking for Black female poets. And
you mean after you had Lebo's book?
No, before.
Before.
Before I had,
oh,
Lebo's,
wow,
book.
Oh, wow, going back,
yeah,
quite a way.
Yeah,
yes.
So when I was Googling that, Lebogang just kept coming back. Lebogang was her poetry was the easiest one to find on the internet. You,
oh,
know,
amazing.
There was like snippets of one poem here and,
yes,
there. Yes. And I was like, oh, yeah. And then in that search, I discovered that she has a book.
Yes.
And I tried to get hold of this book, and I realized that the publishing company doesn't even exist anymore. So I started the search to get hold of this book.
Yes,
yeah,
amazing.
Yeah.
And as you say, later, some years later, mm-hmm, then she published the anthology.
The anthology was already, that's the book I'm,
oh,
talking,
that's
about.
That's the book.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah, yeah,
yes,
yeah,
yes,
yeah. It was published in 2005.
Yes.
And I only discovered it when I was doing my search looking for Black female poets.
Yes.
You know, and her poems, really, on the net, her poems were the ones where when I read them, immediately I,
yes,
just started singing them.
And then Joni Mitchell came along.
Or that was because of the work of Joni Mitchell that,
yes,
I started looking for.
Okay,
African
amazing,
poems, yeah,
amazing. So certainly, and I love this fact. I love, you know, the concept of marrying,
yeah,
music and poetry.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think you're one of the few people of this generation, mm-hmm, if I can say.
Yeah.
And certainly in the jazz idiom,
yeah,
that is doing that.
I mean, it has been done. It's not extremely popular, but it,
yes,
has been done. I mean, let's give credit to Melanie Scholtz.
Yes.
She did a project using the poetry of a poet from Cape Town. I just don't remember his name. And it has been done, you know, the wife of Larry Klein, the new wife, what's her name again? Luciana Souza.
Yes.
She did, she took the works of Leonard Cohen, I think.
Yes.
And yes. She put music to that. So,
and Gil Scott-Heron, obviously going back to that. Yeah. Yes.
So yeah, yes. It has been done. It's just not a very popular thing to do.
Yes,
yeah.
Or a common thing to do.
A common thing to do.
A common thing to do. But absolutely beautiful. How did you choose? Because, you know, you spoke about like, what, 15 tracks or so.
Yeah.
I mean, there's more poems.
There is. There are still songs in that book I haven't even
We might even
yet.
Get volume 3.
Oh, Lord, I don't know about that. Yeah.
Yes, but I'm sure you had a lot more than you eventually narrowed it down to.
Yeah, you know, like I keep telling people that, you know, it felt like a spiritual thing that happened with this book, because it's only this book in A Ribbon of Rhythm. I thought... Lebo, she brought out another book. She has another anthology. It's something Eyes. I don't remember the name of the book, of the poetry collection. And the poems in there are beautiful, very short poems.
Yes.
And I didn't really hear music in the second book.
They didn't ask you to, the poems didn't ask you to make music
no,
to them.
No, it was just this in a ribbon of rhythm. You know, some of the poems were extremely long, which really gave you the chance to really imagine. I was imagining, how would Joni Mitchell sing this?
Yes.
You know, so...
How would Tutupoani sing this?
Yeah, it was magical that I turned the page. Every time I turn on a random page, I found words, I looked at them, I read them once, and the second time I just pressed pause on my phone and I started singing. And
amazing.
Just, let's see what happens, you know.
Amazing.
Yeah, so that's how I chose. I really didn't...
The poems asked you, they told you which ones wanted to be sung. There we go.
Thank you, precisely.
Yes. And in fact, this one was your first single off your forthcoming album. By the way, when is the release date of Volume 2?
The release date globally is September 19th.
So it's a... a few weeks ahead,
yeah.
Coming up next month. Mm-hmm. But thank you for sharing these. And this one you released as the first single.
Yeah.
When We Love.
Yes.
The song just, I don't know, it makes my heart smile, as
oh,
I keep
thank
saying.
You.
Let's hear it. Tutupoani with us on The World Show. The album Wrapped in Rhythm Volume 2, as she said, will be released on the 19th of September. And it's Tutupoani in the Metropole Orchestra. When We Love, I'm sure this one will make you as happy as it makes me.
Brand new sound. First heard on The World Show with Nikki B.
Kirayona miruba, minaga, rafetara tuncha mirule. So when we love with the power of night times, reaching toward the infinite. We love with the fear that the darkness in our hearts overshadows our light. We love through mutated eyes. She will never let me forget the makings of me.
Is your heart smiling, mine smiling? Absolutely beautiful. Yeah. When we love Tutupoani and the Metropole Orchestra. That's the first single released. It is available already off the new, soon to be released, Wrapped in a Rhythm Volume 2. You know, but you added some vocals there.
Yeah, I did. That came, that idea came, we were playing in trio in Estonia. Wasn't it in Estonia?
So you were doing that song as a trio?
Yeah, just piano and bass.
Yes.
It was a tiny little festival, so they wanted a smaller band.
Yes.
That's the beauty of this music. You can play it as a duo, as a trio, as a quartet, as a quintet. So we were playing, and I started improvising, and I started hearing melodies. I thought, okay, I'm in Estonia. Nobody understands Sepedi over here.
Yes.
So I'm just going to try and fumble something. So I did something and I recorded it. And I was like, and then I went and I worked on it. And I was like, yeah, I like that.
I love it.
Yeah.
And in fact, what are you singing about? Because now I love this becomes almost like playing with the poetry. If you
it
know,
is.
Yes.
It is. Do you understand Sepedit, Nikki P?
No, that's why I want you to. I want you to explain it.
Yeah, it is my interpretation of the poem.
Yes.
You know, I'm saying, but when we say in Sepedi, Banabatarians, so we mean black people, and I say, Rebatubamino, we are a musical people. We sing songs to celebrate our ancestors. Even though we might be hated, we continue to find joy and love and happiness. You know,
I love it.
Yeah.
What does Lebo say about the song she's heard?
Wow. I shy away from repeating what Lebogang said because she says it in the most beautiful way.
Yes.
So I'll have to
invite her.
I really have to go and look exactly what she said so I can read it exactly like she said it. But she really loves it.
Yes.
She really loves it. And she's so encouraging and she's so supportive. You know, everything I do, even in Europe, when I have a gig, she reposts everything that I do. So it really means a lot to me. I really appreciate her for that.
I love it. I love the way that even you adding vocals, you know, it takes it again a step further, if you like.
Yeah.
Now, when I listen to both these albums, there is definitely an element of musical theatre. I don't know how else to put it. Hmm. How do you think that working in theatre has impacted on your work as a musician?
Wow. I don't know. I would say that being a musician has impacted my working in theater. Like, I don't have a lot of experience working in theater, but it's something that I have always wanted to do. So my being a musician is actually the tool that helps me in theater. So it's not the other way around.
Okay, yes, you know? Yes.
So, yeah, I it's the first time I hear that somebody said that it has like this theatrical element
it
to
does.
It.
It does. It definitely and not every single song, but there are definitely songs where I think this is theatrical. I don't know if I want to say it's like theatre. Hmm. Yes. It's got that element.
Yeah, and my husband is sitting next to me,
and
so
he's nodding. He's nodding.
Yes. Talk about my husband. He is the producer of Wrapped in Rhythm Volume 2.
Ah, beautiful.
Yes.
Very, very. And he's sitting so quietly, he's not even putting his mouth next to the mic.
No,
just in case
you,
I ask him a question.
I was shook. Yes. I was shocked. This man was sitting in the recording booth with the sound engineer.
Yes.
And he was the one saying, trombone player, you're a little bit flat over there. Can we play that again?
Yes.
Or like, you know, triangle player, can you play it here and not there? Or like, or to the piano player.
Yes.
Instead of making, he had a very short solo somewhere and he was trying to make a quick short solo. And Ewart was like, instead of making a melodical solo, why don't you play like block chords?
Yes.
And the man played and it's just everything he said, it just made the whole thing better.
Well, Ewart,
so,
I must
kudos
say,
to Ewart Pierrot.
A big, big, big. It's such a beautiful. And when I speak about it having a theatrical quality, I'm crediting it.
Mm.
You know, this for me is something that evokes those pictures, those moods, those emotions. That takes it to another level, you know. I'm not as in this is a musical.
I hear you. Well, thank you very much.
Yes, it's got that big stage kind of feeling.
Mm-hmm.
As I said, paints pictures for me. Which is, I suppose, what theater does. But you have worked with theater before.
Yes. I've, like I said, when I was a child, I always thought I was going to be a big TV star.
Yes.
But that didn't happen. When I went to school to University of Cape Town, the drama school was on the other side of town. So, you know, they didn't have a program where you could do together music and drama. But
so did you have to make a choice?
You had to make a choice because the music school was downtown in Rondebosch, and the drama school was in the city.
Yes.
And I couldn't drive and it just wouldn't have worked, you know. But drama has always been somewhere in the back of my mind that I want to do something, and I've been extremely fortunate that in my ripe age of my 40s, I've had opportunities with a production company in Brussels called the KVS. I have done now like 3 productions with them,
yes,
where I get to learn to act, to be an act, yes, be an actor, a stage actor.
But I suppose there is a kind of connection, because even as a live performer,
exactly,
there's, yeah, an element of performance.
Yeah, yeah, because know? I already have the tools of like improvising, you know,
yes,
of not being afraid to make mistakes and use that mistake and improvise with that mistake. So, like I say, my being a stage singer,
yes,
is helping the work that I do as an actor.
Yes, and I'm sure even specific songs take on different qualities when you sing them on stage.
Yeah, especially on this project, because the words are the principal thing of this project, you know.
Yes.
So I'm very aware of that. I really want people to really hear the words, not only the music,
yes,
but hear the words. The music elevates the words.
The music elevates. And as, yeah, I say, always say, form and content. It's the words and how the music interprets,
yeah,
that quality, if you like.
Mm-hmm.
I want to make sure that we play, we've got time for another one. And I was hoping a time for another two. Maybe, yeah, let's try and squeeze in two. This one is Elastic. Anything you want to say about this?
Elastic, I'm featuring my brother, my friend, Sharif Simmons. He lives, he's from the States. He is a poet, a spoken word poet. And he's a part of Black Lives from Generation to Generation, an ensemble of Reggie Washington that I'm a part of. So I asked Sharif to feature on this track, because this poem was very, very short.
Yes.
But it had such a nice groove. We had such a nice groove. I really wanted to do something with it. And Sharif went and wrote and read the poem, listened to the music, and he wrote a new text. A spoken word yes, text.
His response to
yes, what Lebo was saying.
I love it. I love it. Like you singing in Sepedi.
Exactly.
This is another example of,
yes,
that.
Yes.
Beautiful. Tutu Pawani and the Metropole Orchestra. Look out for it. It's going to be released next month on the 19th of September. Wrapped in Rhythm, a Volume 2, this track, Elastic.
On the street, on the air, online at kaya95.co.za.
On the World Show with Nikki B.
Empty with music, love notes stretched to infinity, harmony lifted in starlight. Our new life gives promise to open hearts, the fantastic ecstatic elasticity and ecstasy stretched over the horizon. You live free inside me, inspired by silence in dark places. We understand what we are, we embrace everything we've become, knowing we are now one. Our souls stretched across the universe. A new peace pulls our broken hearts closer. a radiant dream, beauty's pure form, arms stretched, love stretched, body stretched, learning in new ways, over seconds, over hours, our days give joy to journeys left unlimited, eternally elastic, the pieces of magic, gifted with second chances, discovering the moments we've forgotten, alone, together. Our melody makes new colors, new memories, new moments, new forgiveness. A story stretched over a growing canvas, painted across space and time. A portrait of yesterday's tomorrow where change is our only constant. Stretching through dreams and galaxies, pulled together by an elastic love. A life of wonder. Bringing memories alive with every new moment we find a world we always knew. With every new moment, a world we always knew.
Kaya 959 Elastic. Tutu Poani and the Metropole Orchestra, Wrapped in Rhythm Volume 2. You got to get a copy. If you haven't got Volume 1, get it now, because you'll need to get Wrapped in Rhythm Volume 2 next month when it's released. And thank you to Phoenix of Sheba, who tweeted and showed me a picture of Lebohang's book, The Rhythm of Rhythm, saying, oh man, memories, great show, fantastic guest. Punky, also thank you for commenting on X as well. And I had a message here which I said I've got to read, from Molefi, the bass player of Blackjacks. Oh, yeah. And he says, he's talking about the show. Thank you, Molefi, always for your support. And he says, that sister of mine, Tutu's voice is so crystal and clear, like tiny diamond raindrops on a clear glass roof. I don't even want to talk about her artist's vision, her clear and undoubtedly and unquestionable wisdom that almost sings her beautiful tale loud and clear to inspire and heal.
Wow.
The titles to the music are The Truth, I Salute You.
Wow, thank you so much.
I had to read that. Thank you, Molefi, for
thank you, Molefe. Thank you so much.
Yes. Yeah. Tutu, thank you so much for coming and sharing and for letting me have a preview to the album.
You're so welcome.
Hot.
Thank you.
Yes.
I really appreciate your support. You always support me, so you had to get the preview.
Well, yeah. You know, I always play music. I only play music that deserves to be heard.
Thank you
so
very much.
So there we go.
Can I just say quickly that
please,
Durban, I am coming to you. Ewart and I are coming to play this music in duo. We are coming on the 6th next week, Wednesday, at the UK
this coming week Wednesday
at the UK ZN Jazz Center in Durban. And then in Cape Town we play at the Young Blood on Friday the 8th, And on Sunday, the 10th in the afternoon, we play at Gugas Tebe in Ilanga. And next week, Friday, we are heading to Kebeha. We're going to play at the One Room on the 15th, Friday the 15th.
Beautiful. And if you missed all that and you are in any of those places, yep, just follow Tutu Poani.
Yes.
You can
I'm on
get,
Instagram,
yes,
on TikTok and Facebook.
Durban, Cape Town, Kebeha,
yes,
and
that's it.
Yeah. So she is coming your way. And we're going to end this feature with the last track off the soon-to-be-released Wrapped in Rhythm Volume 2. This one, Song for Kedi.
Oh, beautiful song composed by Ewart.
Ah, beautiful. And again, Ewart, a big, big, big hand to you. He's sitting quietly. I know I don't even want to put the mic on because I can tell he doesn't want. Tutu Poani and the Metropole Orchestra, thank you for inspiring us.
Thank you, Sis Nikki.
With your beautiful sounds.
Thank you.
This one, a little bit more subdued, Song for Kedi. Yeah, pre-order your album now. You won't regret it. And of course, whatever else you do this week, make sure you keep shining. And of course, keep it Kaya.
Kaya.
959.
Songs of healing and inspiration on The World Show with Nikki B.
When profanity clamored onto seduction's breast, when power devoured and nightfall offered no rest, these women sweep their whispers beneath their children's skin, suckled on hushed voices, shaded by history's sins. Even as her voice is captive, her skin will always sing. I am the color of fresh bread, the color with the sun on my tongue and Sesotho beating in my chest. When I sing, it's for the love of a life I cannot touch without fingers of regret. I sing for what I cannot remember, but my body won't let me forget. I sing for the embers of a legacy. I sing because I have nothing.
You are listening to Kaya 959
on air
on the 959 app
on kaya959.co.za.
Rhythm and beats.